Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. It is Thursday, July 15th, 2021. Our quote of the day: being positive in a negative situation is not naive, it's leadership. And that is Ralph Marston. Thank you, Ralph, for that great quote. Thank you for that great quote.
Not to be confused with Ralph Soretta from The Sopranos, the character from
Ralphie,
The Sopranos.
Oh my lord.
Your friend Joey.
Joey Pants,
yeah. And you watched that again after 20 years and you realize what a remarkable actor your friend is.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about The Sopranos today,
okay,
but
just throwing it out there.
But I, well, no, because, okay, so for all of you guys out there, I was about to go into a really deep discussion sideswiped by freaking Joey Pants and Ralphie.
Ralphie Soretto, no,
Kevin has
Stella!
Kevin has been rewatching The Sopranos, and I remember watching it back in the day when it first came out with you, okay, the young child I was when you robbed me of my childhood. Anyway, and I think like we grew up in kind of like a mafioso area, like it was very prevalent, and in a sense, like they were the successful ones around you, which was so strange now, and you kind of like, I don't know, there was a weird thing because it was something we all just kind of knew and it was around. And
yeah, you made that a very astute assessment. I mean, also on The Sopranos, Maria, like it's a 6,000 square foot house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we would never near anything like that as children.
No.
You know what I mean? And
you're like, whoa, they're the successful ones.
And I think you're right. Like back then it was like you wanted, you remember you said something, you wanted to be in good with those people because mm-hmm. obviously you didn't want to be in bad with them because they would hurt you. But then you always thought like it was cool if you needed a favor or you needed like, it was just, it was like,
well, your less evolved side thinks like, oh, if something was to ever happen, you need somebody around you like that. I don't know why those things are, that's how we're like all bred back there. But then you realize, no, you should never activate anything like that. That's never something. So you don't even, it's insane. But the point is we're watching The Sopranos now and I'm horrified.
Yeah, me too.
At the violence on women and just all of it. It's actually really hard to watch.
Yeah.
The acting is phenomenal. Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. But man.
And the writing too. I mean, it's just a dark world.
I get the chills. Meanwhile, what I was going to say is welcome, Heal Squad. Thanks for being back with us today. We're excited to be back with you here in our West Coast studio. We have, we're going to try to be as live as we can from here and from Connecticut because we're going back there to make this movie for a short period of time. And so I think when I can't, Kevin will be here and we're going to try to just keep going live every day anyway. And then until the day he has to work too, which maybe we work together. So that might be a day we pull a great rerun. And what's cool about this show is, you know, we always talk about how we don't have enough time to digest all of this information. And some of these things you need to hear again. So, you know, take advantage of it and don't look at it as like, this isn't a live new fresh episode. Like we are doing the work here. So go back in, grab that new nugget from an episode with a Shauna Nequest or whoever it is and put it in your toolbox. But, I wanted to chat with you guys today about, you know, this quote, being positive in a negative situation is not naive, it's leadership. And I know I saw that at the time everything was happening with my mom, because, you know, I think a lot of people could have thought I was being naive to think that she could have a miracle. And having the distance now, because I remember saying, I'm going to be the experiment for you guys, right? Like, if it doesn't happen and I set myself up for disaster, at least you'll know through me that you shouldn't be putting all your eggs in that basket. And the truth is, I didn't put all my eggs in that basket. I was realistically approaching everything, knowing that there were two endings here, right? It could be a miracle, and why wouldn't we believe in that? And also, it helps you through the journey. But also, you know, it could be the worst. Like when I came home for that last job I had to do, it was just the week before she passed. And, or it was actually a couple days, if I think about it, when I flew home, it was a couple days later she passed. But I remember pulling black clothes from my closet thinking, okay, we might have a funeral. We might have to deal with this. So I prepared. So I wasn't being totally naive, and I wasn't just thinking, you know, everything was going to be sunshine and rainbows. I was hoping and walking in parallel with my hope and dream for her to have a complete radical remission, and at the same time realizing her soul might be done and she might be tired and it might just end in that way. But being positive in these negative situations isn't leadership, Ralph Marsden taught me. It is leadership. And if I think about it without realizing it, I was leading all of us down a positive path that made it a lot probably less painful and a lot more positive than, you know, it would have been if I had everybody in the house crying and family coming and crying. I mean, some of them did anyway, but
everyone deals with things in different ways. And I think with your mom, what was, you never let the belief in a miracle affect her comfort. That's what would be a problem. You know, like if somebody was like, no, we're getting a miracle, so we're not going to give her the pain medication, or we're not, you know what I mean?
And
you
never, I don't think anybody would do that though.
Yeah, of course.
No.
I'll say for myself, and I go to our dogs because I haven't had children, but I remember like one thing I'm guilty about is I had Noelle swim. I used to have switched me to quadriplegic poodle, and she was given 3 months to live. We got 9 years, but the reason we did is because she exercised every day. And I remember I telling you that last week of her life, I shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. I was pushing because I was like, no, we're going to get better. We're going to get better.
And oh, I
see. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas you didn't do that with your mom. It was like, no, mom, get up. You're gonna take a green juice. We're gonna, you know what I mean?
Even the physical therapy we did back there
was really so that she got to see another person and she got to, you know,
stimulation
move and stimulate the body so it didn't get stiff. Because that's the other thing you don't realize is when someone's bedbound, they can't think of what it would feel like to just be in bed and never get up. So just moving things around gives them comfort in that time. It's not that we're thinking, you know, 6 years down the line. This is why I found it so frustrating with hospice, where I'm like, I don't think she's going to get up and walk and like, and any of this is necessarily where we're going. I'm just thinking about the now.
Yes.
And the now is what she needs. She needs to move. She needs circulation to go.
It was mental stimulation, emotional stimulation. It was very nice people coming over. Hi, Lita. How are you? Can you lift your...
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Like, it was just, rather than sit in the bed, it ended up being very nice.
Yeah.
And it was helpful.
So it's important, I think, for everybody to realize that that you can be a leader even in those situations, and that it doesn't mean you're naive. Because I would talk to my therapist and be like, I think people think that I'm just like, you know, this Looney Tune that thinks, you know, everything's going to just be perfect. And I'm like, I'm not, but why not live in the state of possibility? And why not live in the state of hope? Why live in despair? That's
Your
not going to do me good.
In a state of possibility.
Yeah, and it's just a better way to be. And it was better for her, too. So, you know, I think that this applies into so many areas of life.
Like right now, Kevin and I are going through so many different transitions that are painful and stressful. And I was thinking about it as I was rushing around this morning. I'm like, you know, I don't want you guys to think that I have it all figured out. And that, you know, I'm always in a good state, or I'm always this, or I'm always that. No, I'm telling Kevin, holy shit, I'm terrified, right? And I, you know, in the moment of things hitting, so the way I want to explain this is, don't think you're not going to get punched in the face, and I don't mean physically, right? Like, you're going to get hit, and then it's just really how quickly you recover, right? Like if Floyd Mayweather just like went down every time, well, what kind of fighter would he be? It's like, you gotta, you know, you get the hit and then you're like, okay, what am I going to do now? So all of the training you're learning on this show with the different experts, like, don't be afraid and don't be ashamed that something knocks you down. It's just how quickly you're going to get back up and how you're going to recalibrate in that moment.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
So for me, I've now built the muscles strong enough where when shit's hitting the fan, like this morning, we're getting into arguments. And I said to you, and I thought this was pretty powerful, actually,
description. I said, you know, a little argument now is 23 years more heavier, right? Because we have 23 years together and 23 years of baggage and moments and things that I did when I was younger, like that were annoying, or things I did continuously. And maybe I changed now, but you don't realize that I've changed now because you just remember those painful moments of me being obnoxious about something, let's say, right?
Yeah.
So a 1 pound problem now is compounded by 23 pounds of years. So that's why things can like get so much bigger than they're supposed to. So I think that's why they probably say like getting into counseling from the beginning is good, because you can like tweak, fix as you're going along so that those things don't get compounded and stressful. But we're in a lot of transition,
so we're very stressed. And what happens when you're stressed, which Tony says the code word for stress is really, it's fear.
Tony Robbins.
Yeah. So fear is always what's really happening, and we just use a different word that's more socially acceptable, which is stress. I'm stressed. So I just cut right to the chase with Kevin. I'm like, I'm terrified about this and this and this and this. And I realize, you know, I have my certain issues. Like, I'm always terrified of being poor. And I look back and I've always been stressed and it's always worked out, right? So we're transitioning right now with like business managers and taking more control over our finances and stuff. And, you know, those in-between moments while you're transitioning, while you're setting up a new system can be so hard. Just like when you're making a move, that in-between transition from packing your bags at one location and getting them to the other. And then, oh my God, you get to the house and now something isn't working. And all of those things are transitions. So, they come with pain and stress. You know, like this morning I was dealing with this AC disaster in Connecticut. So my dad, who normally would be really great at these things, told us that the AC was broken. I think it was like over a month ago. I got the insurance company. They sent somebody over. Apparently he fixed it for a second. And then we had leaks throughout the house, like through the ceilings. And then I never heard anything. My dad never told me anything until I'm like, hey, I'm coming home and I'm coming to make a movie. And he's like, oh, the AC is broken upstairs. And I'm like, what? And so I'm on the phone with, you know, the air conditioning guy who you may remember from all the issues we had when we were there last summer with Kelsey, Eric. And I'm like, Eric, what's going on? He goes, all right, first of all, we can't get parts. We can't get systems. We can't get anything. I have people that have been waiting since April for stuff that I've just refunded their money because I'm like, they're not even giving me updates. I don't even know when we're going to get these things. Yeah. And so I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, okay, I'm going back to Connecticut. It is hot as balls. I have to work and I have to be my best. And, you know, these are things that I'm not like, you know, acting I just do on the side and it's like a fun thing. But, you know, it's not something I can do with my eyes closed, like hosting. So I'm like, I need to be comfortable. And there's really no solution for the AC disaster. And I said, so he's explaining all this stuff to me, basically, that's hieroglyphics. I don't know anything really about all these units. And I go, well, did you tell my dad all of this? And he goes, yeah, he just seemed like he got overwhelmed. Because then he said, just talk to Maria. And I'm like, I don't know any of this shit. I don't know how to do this.
Overhauling systems and this and that. I'm like, Steven thinks it's funny. It's not funny, Steven.
It is kind of funny.
No, it's not. And then I
start panicking about my dad because I'm like, oh my God, he's not right. He's not right. This isn't him. He would normally be able to deal with this. And so now I'm very nervous about that. But the point is, I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that I have these crazy tizzy moments too. And what I try to do instantly is I'll either put music on to change my vibration, I will listen to Esther Hicks, or I'll put something on YouTube that's positive that will help me remember all of the tools and things that I want to access. Because the whole point is when you are feeling negative emotion, it's because you are not in alignment with your true inner self. And so that's...
Say that again. That's a big one.
So when you are feeling negative emotion, it's when you are not in alignment
with your inner being and what your inner being wants. And so for me, my inner being wants to be happy and wants to be focused on the things I want to do.
And your inner being
can't because...
Well, my inner being also knows that everything's happening for my highest good. My inner being knows that everything is going to be fine, right?
So the conflict is I'm saying, well, no, it's not going to be fine. Like Maria... Not my inner being, my external being is saying, no, it's not going to be fine. I'm terrified of this. I'm terrified of that. And the fear is what's not congruent and it's not in alignment with what I am and what's real, right? So they say the universe wants to give you everything you want. It's us that's blocking it, right? So I'm blocking it with fear and negative, you know, emotions. So the best way to get out of that is to calibrate to better feeling emotions, reaching for the next best feeling emotion. So I know I can access that really quickly because I've made my list of what can help me recalibrate quickly. And I know Winnie, Maximus, the two of them with their stupid little faces, I just, they make me so happy. So I just go right over to them and I play with them. And then I start feeling a little better. And then I'll play some music. And then I'll put on some Esther Hicks that will help remind me of these different things that I need to remember. Okay, I need to think good feeling thoughts, keep building on those. Then my attraction point changes. Then different things will come my way. Because as long as you stay in that negative place, only negative things are going to come to you. You got to remember, you're a magnet. And so whatever you're feeling, you're going to attract. So for me, it's like, okay, how do I get out of this quick? So what I wanted to share with you guys was real day, real life, real time examples of fear, stress, negative emotion, and how I get out of it to help you get out of it. Because if you don't, it's a painful day ahead. And what Esther talks about is that at night when you go to bed, everything's over, right? You have a new attraction point when you start in that morning. That's why what you do in the morning, first thing, is the most important thing you can do. That's why going to Twitter and Instagram, I know sometimes I'll do it too, is not the thing to do. First thing you should do is something that's going to bring you joy, or say what you're grateful for, or say today's going to be a great day and pop up and be happy. Like whatever the circumstances are, you have to override them with your own state and where you want to be, and know that you have that choice to do that. So whatever is going to make you feel good, first thing is what you need to do. Some people will do a workout, right? Pop out, go do that workout. But
can I clarify something with this real quick? You're not saying, like, Maria's not saying to ignore your problems.
No.
Like, when you have stress-causing problems, you don't ignore them. She's just saying you're not going to do yourself any service by acting on them or reacting in that space of stress, in that space of fear.
Yeah.
To get out of that space before you handle the problems that are causing you the stress to begin with.
Yeah.
This will also calibrate you back to a place where you can cope accurately with the issues at hand.
Yeah. How do you think you're going to handle the AC disaster and all of these things well when you're angry and stressed and fearful, even though fearful and stressful is the same thing? Or do you think you're going to handle all those things better when you're in a good state and you're like, okay, I'm calm. My nervous system is calm.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
I can think clearer. I can channel better. Maybe now something will pop into my mind when you're running hot and red. That's why one of the things I early on in this journey, like 5 years ago, I learned was when you start to rev up, stop. Even if it's for 5 minutes, go lay down or go sit somewhere and quiet and just let the, it's like a car that's overheating. You got to just pull over, right? And turn the AC on so that it won't overheat. You got to do that with you too. And it's so important, and everyone can do it, because you're going to make terrible decisions when you're overheating.
What about me? Could you go work out
if you wanted to in that state? Or run on a treadmill or take a walk?
Yeah, whatever's going to make you feel good.
Because I think that would burn it out too, Maria.
Let me ask you this, Maria. What about in those situations that are so high-paced? You can't exit the situation for a second. What's a mental exercise that we can do that would, you know, accomplish the same thing?
I think you can think good thoughts. So yesterday with the new business manager that we're transitioning to, I I sent him an email. I was like, this is incredibly frustrating now. Like, this is not how this was supposed to go. And then I wrote back, actually, pretend I never sent that. Everything is happening for our highest good and all will be well. I know it. And then things started getting better. And then yesterday, what was crazy? Yesterday, everything was clicking. Everything was feeling amazing. I'm like, oh my God. Down to stupid things like returns. Like, I hate having to do internet returns. They stress me out, like clothes or whatever. And I had bought some bathing suits that were not returnable because I didn't see the fine print. And then I was able to get them returned. And I was like, wow, even that little thing that was like burdening me. I know it sounds so stupid. And I, you know, I hate that something like that would burden me in any kind of way, but it does. Everything was clicking. Everything was getting done. And I was like, oh, I wonder if it had something to do with that email because I changed the energy. So you can do quick things like that, like catch yourself and say things out loud and speak things. But also like Dr. Amen teaching us this.
Robbing your audio.
For anybody who's listening on Apple Podcasts or in audio form, rubbing your two hands together is like the best anti-anxiety thing you can do. Dr. Amen, who's written countless New York Times bestsellers and he's a brain expert, has taught us that. So I think something like that can also help. I do think that we, and I know I do this myself, I make myself crazier sometimes and I make things bigger and I get more stressed and more stressed and more stressed. So a lot of times we think we can't pause, but we really can. We're choosing not to, and we're choosing to live in a dramatic state and can continue to contribute to that dramatic state when you could remove yourself. If you had to go pee, you would go pee. So just call it your pee break. Go to your toilet. You don't have to pee. Sit on it and just rub this, rub your hands, take a deep breath in. You know, there are breathing exercises like vagal breathing exercises. You breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for like 5 or 6, release for a little longer.
Fun fact, we just recorded our gas station TV about vagal breathing.
There you go.
So you breathe in through your mouth for 4 seconds, mm-hmm. and then you hold for 2 seconds, and then you breathe out through your nose for 6 seconds.
I think it's longer. The hold has to be longer than the inhale, and the exhale has to be even longer. I do it in the car constantly. So I will do vagal breathing constantly because I know in the car, that's something I can be doing to help myself through my day and make it better. So I do
just
vagal breathing.
Just a little side note, just so people can have empathy for smokers. And if you are a smoker, maybe this will help you. I always say you're halfway there if you understand why you do an addiction. But Tony Robbins was saying that's why people smoke, because they have that long inhale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then pause and then an exhale.
Yeah.
They're actually doing it, but they're doing it with a drug.
Which is why they think they're being calmed down by the cigarette.
And in a moment they are, but then they're getting obviously the nicotine, which is short-term, but then long-term, terrible ramifications.
I'm so glad you brought that up because
the other thing that happens is, think about it, you're giving yourself a break. And your break is tied to your addiction. So you think you have an excuse. So a lot of us a lot of us need that excuse to take care of ourselves. And we talk about it all the time. I've said, don't wait till you get sick for you to think that you matter enough to actually take care of yourself, right? I know a lot of women that run themselves ragged down to the bone. And then when they get sick, it's almost like, oh, now I'm sick. Now I can take care of myself. When we really had we just never gave ourselves permission along the way.
I always love this quote by Jordan Peterson, where he says, treat yourself like somebody you're responsible for.
Mm.
Like as if you're babysitting somebody and you're responsible for what happens to them. Treat your body, treat yourself like somebody you're responsible for.
Yep.
I think when you're in these moments, I'll tell you as a guy perspective.
You're talking about me specifically?
No.
Okay. I'm saying in those moments, I just say,
I say to myself, breathe. And then I'll say, okay, what's the task at hand that I can have control of right now?
I like that.
All right. Now we're going to do this.
That's a process mentally you take on officially.
Yeah. So for today,
yeah.
I was like, okay, had the whatever, we had a little meltdown. And then it was like, okay, wait a second. What are the tasks at hand? All right. We've got to do a certain thing with the bank. Then it was, Okay, the AC, I will deal with the AC later today. That's not going to get handled. And that's something I know how to handle. I understand what's wrong with that. I'll fix it. Then we moved on to, okay, today you take a big Netflix series, and that's where your mind needs to be. Oh, but before that, we take the show. So then I'm like, okay, so what are we talking about for the show? Let's get it right. Let's get in the take the show mindset. Then, now, when this is done, you've got to move on to go do an outstanding job for this big Netflix series you're doing. And then once, you know what I mean? So, and for me, same thing. It's like breathe and just say, okay, what are the
steps ahead of me? I will say to everybody, though, when you're in those moments, the lower consciousness reaction is to go and abuse other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's an employee, whether it's a store
clerk.
It's
a transfer of emotion.
Right. And I'm just saying, don't, because there's a time and a place I will do it as a leader and as a coach. But honestly, Steven, so you can know 10 years later, it's mostly theatrics. So when a coach at halftime kicks over like the water cooler, it's theatrics. It's not, he's not really, or she's not really emoting as much, a good coach. It's theatrics to wake the team up.
Get you to focus.
Yeah. So I rarely am doing it out of like the crazy panic unless I want to make an impression on the team to say, wait, this is serious. We really all now have to have our unified focus on this. But trying not to, and that's the hard thing I think a lot of people do, is you beat yourself up and then you go, okay, instead of beat myself up, let me just go beat up the person
at 7-Eleven. And that's not right. You know, that's so
shit rolls downhill.
It really does. So it's best to just, I think the breathing technique, I think the rubbing the hands together, these are things I've not done, by the way, but I'm going to employ. But I just
breathe and say, okay. And I'll say to myself, Kev, you got this. I literally will say that to myself.
Thank God.
I'll say, okay, what's the task at hand? What is the most important thing I have to do? All right, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also go back, and this is Dr. Amen's technique, is what is worst case scenario?
Yeah. Oh, and
right?
Dr.
He brings
Amen,
it to that ultimate truth. Which,
Dr. Amen also taught us, is this 100%?
Well, that's what I meant, Ray. That's a worst case scenario.
And
similar.
I think that's one of the greatest lessons that I've learned. It's in the top, you know, the top echelon of lessons, because I apply it to
judgment. Like if you have a moment where Kevin's on the judgment detox plan, by the way, and
your plan with Gabby Bernstein, I don't know if it's working. But
no, it
trying.
Is. It is. It absolutely is. He'll say something. I'll say, well, do you know that 100%?
No.
And he'll say no.
No.
And I'm like, okay, well then there you go. Take it back. And so I have to apply that to myself in these moments too. Like,
is it 100% true that my worst case scenario in my head is going to happen? 99% of the time, it is not. And we waste our time getting stressed and sick. I had a stomach ache from all of this. I was like, what's happening? Like, I was getting so frazzled by a lot of these things.
Yeah, that you don't.
And then I started thinking, like, wait, none of this matters. Holy shit.
No, when we ran it through the ultimate.
Are these things ultimately true?
Yeah.
That we know 100% to be true. You can't.
Yeah.
No, we don't know that to be true.
Do I know 100% that Eric isn't going to be able to figure out this temporary fix so that we're okay for this week? No. Maybe it'll all be in the past.
And I go into things with worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, it's not going to be. Mm-hmm. So what did
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Say, okay, where is the movie being filmed? We can get a motel with AC. It'll be fun.
We'll make it work. And I know then you were like, money, money, money. And I said, no, right now, matter at hand. You need to nail that movie.
Mm-hmm.
matter at hand is not like, oh, the money. No, just get in, get out, do it, do your job, move on one thing at a time. But I think I love positive leadership, but I do think past guest Trevor Moad nails it when he says neutral.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think of the Andrew Lee, who I mentioned a lot, is my mentor, who's a very successful guy in clothing, he just always remains neutral. He's always got a smile and he's bright, but no matter how much hard he's hit, he stays as close to this place of neutrality as he can. And I think that's really important.
What does that mean?
To stay neutral rather than positive? Well, it's a matter of, hey, you know, okay, so the AC broke. No, you know what? We're going to fix it, and it's going to get fixed, and it's going to be amazing, and you can go home and do the movie, and the house is going to be AC, and you're going to be super comfortable. Well, okay, that's positive, but that's actually also not true. Truth is, we're going to do everything we can, but if we can't fix it, then we're going to figure out something else. A motel might not be as good as the house, but guess what? Maybe it'll be nice because it'll be close to set, and we'll have fun doing it. But I think that's more neutral than positive.
Yeah.
Neutral is based in reality as opposed to based in your mind.
Yeah.
So it's when you're worried about how you're going to perform, it's like, okay, well, what was your past performance? You know you've done this before. You've done it a million times. Mm-hmm. So why are you worried about the next time you do it?
Yeah. You've already done it a million times. I think neutral is good for people like you, honey, who positive doesn't come natural to, right? So it's because what Trevor says is it's easier to get people to neutral. It doesn't mean that's the best place
to
be.
But I know we have to have him on to talk about this, but he's always a pusher of neutral over positive.
Yeah, I like positive because of the laws of attraction. I would rather be positive and be in that space because I know it's better for my psyche and I might attract
I lead from
more.
Positive. I usually don't lead from neutral. But the older I get, more of the philosophers, Deepak Chopra and all of them, their philosophies go to neutral. Mm-hmm. And I regular guy it by saying your life should be like the kiddie roller coaster, not like Space Mountain. Meaning,
I feel like ours has always been Space Mountain.
Well, that's what
it's true.
So maybe my positive shit isn't working, people.
Well, and let's explain that. Meaning
the highs are incredibly high.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the lows. Yeah. Oh my God, it's over. Why are they doing this? How come they're doing that? Whereas the kiddie roller coaster is like, hey, that's great. Good for us. You know what? That's too bad. You know what? But we'll get through it. And that's where neutral is the most evolved thing. I'm not. I'm more positive and then I'm like negative and down to the dumps. I am. But I'm trying to get to that place. And when I think of Andrew Lee and the other people I know, they kind of remain neutral. And I'll tell you, some of the most successful businessmen during COVID, Maria, remained neutral. It's business. That's life. You know, we figured things out. We cut back here. We added over here. We actually transitioned our business to they stayed neutral.
I would argue that Maria actually is neutral without realizing it.
Oh, she is. Because she's more neutral than me. Really? Yes. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Based on what you opened the show with, you talk about how you're like, I'm overly positive. It doesn't mean that I'm not aware of the negative, right? You said you have two parallel lines of thought. You don't let yourself
you're neutral,
beaten
Maria.
Down. By the positive not happening. A lot of people bring their expectations so high, and then when the positive doesn't happen, it destroys them.
Good point.
I'm on Space Mountain.
I like that.
You're neutral. You're much more the kitty roller coaster. Because
good observations.
Well, these are the things you've accomplished in this business. You're never like, oh my God.
It's just like, I have some good news. You know what I mean? And then like when you've been hit hard, you know, when they hit you hard personally, that's hard for anyone not to react. So that's hurt your feelings. But you've never been like, oh my God, what am I going to do? It's over. No, very few times. So you're much more neutral.
Yeah.
I think you can be more neutral than I know I need. Can be a lot more
like,
neutral.
I'll tell you, like,
we're selling a property and it was funny.
That's a great example.
Yeah, I was just thinking
of you staying neutral. Let me add before you say this, Miranda.
Your lawyer's quote about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
No, about the Tom Brady quote. Is he said to Maria, Kevin Yuen said to Maria about 15 years ago, great quote. And by the way, how about Kevin manifesting the fact that now he works with him?
It was probably 10 years ago.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it was longer than that, Maria.
I don't know.
And he said, and it's been a long time, we've been around a long time. But anyway, he said, you know, and Kevin's a big sports fan, New York sports fan, by the way. He's certainly not a New England homer guy. But he said, he goes, you know what the difference is with Tom Brady, why he really is the greatest? And we said, what? He said, the fact that he's got, you know, however many giant guys on the other side of the field coming to try to take his head off, and he stays cool.
Mm-hmm.
He stays calm and he doesn't react. And I will tell you, so going now, go to, you know, where there's been times where I actually want to just tap out and give up or throw my hands up in the air. Maria's like, nope, nope, it'll be all right. No, no, no. We got this.
Well, we were selling this property and I put the number down on what I thought it was worth based on my extensive real estate knowledge, because I do study the market well. And what I thought it was worth if someone was to buy it and rent it out and do all of the stuff. Anyway, they thought it was a little high, which, by the way, most homeowners do, right? You always price a little higher and the real estate person says, this is too high.
And we've always been right when we have.
Yeah. But our realtor is amazing. I love her she's so great. And then at some point it wasn't selling. But we were so busy with my mom, couldn't even deal with it. And she wanted to take it down. I said, no, nope. I know what it's worth and I won't drop it. I'd rather keep it. So we didn't. Then we realized when we got home, it wasn't really marketed properly. Not her fault, but we needed to reword some stuff. Kevin did that. And then I said, I think we need to digitally stage this. So staging, for anybody who doesn't know, is most people will rent furniture to make it look like a home because there's nothing in there right now. And that gives somebody who has no vision like me, Kevin has vision, I have no vision for things like this, show you what it could look like. Well, this real estate agent, Erica, so great. She got a digital stager. So if you don't know about this, oh my God, it's amazing. So they digitally stage it with, you know, just
art, photo, you know, Photoshop it in. And it looked amazing. We got an offer.
Like, whose house is this?
I want to live there. Yeah. I was like, I want to live there. It's amazing. So, and so it dropped. But before it even dropped, we finally got an offer. And we were like, okay, great. Of course, I had hoped we would get more offers. And, you know, what's happening in California
is like, it's just like a crazy race for buyers to be able to get things. Anyway, we're like, we're happy. We're selling it. Fine. They dropped out the other day. And Kevin,
I walked in and Kevin's like, I know. Oh, and he was so upset. I go, no, we're going to be fine.
Usually I say is another knee to the balls.
Yeah. I go, we're going to be fine. Actually, we're going to get what we wanted, which is probably a bidding war, and we're going to be fine. And I said, now we're going to get what we really wanted. And so the next day, which was yesterday, the real estate agent's like, oh my God, we're getting crazy showings and an offer's coming in right now. Holy shit, another one. We're getting another offer. And like, it was just like this crazy, exciting thing. And yeah, I think I stayed calm
and positive. I knew the worth. And I think when they say your beliefs and your desires have to be congruent for the universe to give you what you want. That's why certain people just, when they're in flow, it just keeps happening, right? So once somebody gets success, they usually are building off of that.
I mean, like, I'm watching so many of my wealthy friends, just me. Think about every wealthy friend that I have, and you have too. They've all made more money like during this time.
Yeah.
And they're laughing.
They're like, just, oh, well. When you're in flow.
So what is
not,
it when you're?
You're not blocking anything with your negative emotion.
But back up. How do I get there? When desire?
So when your desire, I want to sell that house for X amount of dollars. And my belief is I will sell that house for X
and
amount
it's
of dollars.
Worth that.
Then you're going to get it.
And it's worth that money.
But if your belief is, oh, I don't know.
I don't really think I have what it takes.
And your desire, I want that. They don't match up. You're not going to get it. So that's why I think it's working out.
I like that.
That's the laws of attraction.
Boom. Quick note, Miss
Kelsey isn't here. I know you guys heard Stephen,
yeah,
but she'll
Kelsey,
be back.
Kelsey put her notice in.
And we wish her well in all our future endeavors.
This is the only time she could get this appointment that she had to do with the doctor.
So she's going to wrap up two more Regular Guy Friday shows with me, and then her and I will be done. And we'll keep you posted as to what Kelsey and I have.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
In store for the
another
future.
Fun thing. So
we've finally had time to deal with our house, and like we've done our renovations that we've been talking about, and we got our Sleep Number bed last night. So guys, we have the Sleep Number bed in Connecticut, and before I knew we were going to get one here, I had already ordered this like beautiful bed. I was so excited. I wanted this like low to the ground, marshmallow-y, like beautiful modern bed. Bought it. Great. And then we were like, I can't sleep on this bed. And it wasn't the frame. It's the old Tempur-Pedic mattress. I'm like, I can't sleep on this now after sleeping on Sleep Number. So finally the Sleep Number came last night. You moved the bedroom set to the other room and
cleaned out your old closet.
Cleaned out my mess. And
quiet.
This bed is so bomb. I know you guys hear me talk about it in the ad, but I'm telling you, it was funny because Brett, who helps us with all of our ads.
Brett, the sales queen.
Brett Breen, the sales queen, was like, is it really that good? And I go, Brett,
I wrote to him. I go, I don't lie, Brett. I am very honest. I think you know that as my salesperson. I said, yes, it's that good. Yeah. It is absolute heaven. And in fact, I slept my best night's sleep since I was in Connecticut last night. Even though Max woke us up and interrupted us, and even though I had to wake up because we had swapped the remotes accidentally and mine wasn't cooling to the degree I wanted it to cool, because
yes.
We got the extra cooling device because I like to be cool at night and I love that my house doesn't have to be freezing cold. And then I have the little foot warmer. This thing is so incredible.
By the way, just so you guys know, this isn't an ad. We're legit talking about how much we love this product.
So,
and I will say, if you add up the amount of hours you spend in your bed over a lifetime, same if you're in LA and or you're in a city where you're in a car all the time, those are the places you don't skimp.
Yeah. Do the payment plan. Do whatever you have to do.
Yeah.
Get this bed. It's unbelievable. And you can change your sleep number. So if you need more support, it will give you more support. It's not like now you got to go get a new mattress because you have a back issue or something. It's so bomb. But I woke up this morning and I went in to get on the treadmill and I was wide awake. Normally I'm like kind of dragging. But what I was also going to mention was Kevin had to go get another Roku TV for that new bedroom. So Kevin is making yet another nap room for himself. At some point, hopefully we'll have children to occupy his
rooms.
But Kevin just goes from room to room and sleeps in all of them now. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I just like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to try out this room tonight. We haven't had a nice house in forever.
Yeah, we realized that we really just were so hunkered down working that like...
I'm like a nomad. I just go through the house and
yeah. Just now he's just enjoying all the different rooms.
Yeah,
but
you know what happens? You've overtaken now the new nap room. I did. It wasn't even. It was an hour old after I lugged out all.
Because
all of your heavy stuff, I had to lug down the stairs. Your bureaus, drawers, like just all the stuff. I set it up. I lug up the chair from the recliner from downstairs that I had got your mom. I set it up in there, and you're texting me at the same time going, bed's not in the right place. I'm like, Maria, trust me, the bed's in the right place. You're just not here.
Yep.
I set it all up, and sure enough, you made camp.
Yeah, I did. I came in and took an apple because Violetta was setting the sheets up for the new Sleep Number bed.
But you're never giving that up, though.
I might. You know why? That bedroom is very like secluded and quiet.
Yeah, no, so don't make fun of me. You've totally commandeered that room. That was my nap room. I'm the elderly gentleman.
You are the elderly.
I mean, you know.
So anyhow, Kevin's setting up a new Roku TV. I think we have the record for amount of Roku TVs we own. But if you don't know about Roku, because I realized my best friend this weekend didn't know, and I bought her one for her birthday, we have a show on Roku's channel. So you go to Roku, the channel, and it's called Roku Recommends. And so that's where you will get all of our picks for the best TV shows and movies that you can find on your Roku TV. If you don't have a Roku, and I don't have to say this, this is another thing. By the way, you guys know me now. You know I don't ever say anything unless I 100% mean it and I'm behind it myself. And I am a purchaser of all these things myself. So these Roku TVs are game changing. I hated remote controls. I'd have the AV guy here or Kevin. I wouldn't watch programming without him because I didn't know how to turn the friggin' thing on. I had 18 remote controls. They're this big, thousand of buttons. This is like your Apple TV remote where it's so simple. But it has Apple TV. It has Netflix. It has Hulu. It has Amazon.
It's literally
more
universal than Apple.
Everything you need. Yeah. Okay.
You can pull in local channels if you want. You can pull in cable channels.
One little remote that's got a couple of buttons. It's so simple. And so what I love about it is there's a search button. So you can search any show and it will take you to the appropriate network. So you don't have to know it's on Amazon. You don't have to know it's on Hulu. You don't have to know it's on whatever platform. All the platforms are there for you. But I will plug our show, Roku Recommends. Andrew Hawkins, Hawk, as I call him.
You and Hawk.
Former football star in the NFL is my co-host. And so we break down the best shows and movies. I think it's like a 15-minute show. It's very simple.
It's actually a great show.
So I think that you guys would love that because we all love TV and we love movies. And so the best of the best are on there. So I just
so
wanted
to
remind
watch.
You. There's so much to watch.
So
it's hard to know.
But it's a great job, Marie, because
you're helping us discover.
Well, yeah.
We're watching so many great projects that I never would have known about if it wasn't for that.
I know. So we discovered a new one last night that we'll be recommending soon. I don't even understand how we friggin' missed this show, but I don't want to spoil
this one.
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Anyhow, that's, I think, going to be it for us today because, well, can I say one last thing, actually?
Of course you can, darling.
As I'm texting the AC guy.
Let me talk to him. You sent him to me.
He said he's going to use Flex Seal.
Yes.
It has to stay off the AC for 36 hours to,
dry
after he applies this.
The condensation, exactly.
So he's going to do it.
It's going to work.
I'm texting him. Bless you, Eric. Thank you. Okay. So, Matt Damon, I came across this today and I thought this was so funny. You know, when you hear about movie stars that like passed on a role or whatever, Matt Damon said, apparently, this is his quote, "I was offered a little movie called Avatar. James Cameron offered me 10% of it. I will go down in history. You will never meet an actor who turned down more money." I think he's regretting it.
Just a little bit. You know what's so weird about that one?
And I wonder if it's true. Because I think he likes to be self-deprecating. Him and Ben have always been like that. But they're Boston guys. And Boston Hollywood guys are smart. And James Cameron was James Cameron real post-Titanic.
Yeah.
I can't see you saying no to James Cameron.
He obviously did. He's not a liar.
I don't know if it was an official offer. Do you know what I mean? It might have been
floated. I don't
know. There's very specific things attached. He offered me 10% of the movie.
I mean, and again, I just wonder. He's so Harvard-educated, and like I said, super smart. Super
Even smart people can say do dumb things.
But again, it just makes too... Maria, it's after Titanic, which was one of the biggest movies in history. He's a smarter. He must have had a conflict.
I don't know.
That he's leaving out, which would make not the story as sexy. And I think his father is self-deprecating. But there
had to be some kind of conflict.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to know
maybe
more.
Maybe there was a conflict. I will take that. But anyway, I thought that was kind of a fun fact. Guys, if you haven't already, subscribe on YouTube, please. You won't miss a show that way off, so it helps us. If you can, rate, comment, subscribe. That helps us so much. It lets people know that they're...
Over an Apple Podcast, please.
Yeah,
it
lets
really
people
helps.
Know that this is a good show.
No, it also helps us with the algorithms and for the Better Together show to actually show up. The problem is we started with Better Together, and now, well, I don't know, like 20 other people now have a Better Together show, which I don't even understand how that happens. Like, how if I do a title search and I see someone else has a show, I'm like, but anyway, the more reviews and you guys give us and comments over on Apple Podcasts, the better it is for us. It helps us a lot.
And of course, follow us at Better Together with Maria so that you can get our daily quotes and clips from the show, highlights, and share the show with your friends. I know that
a lot of you guys do this, and we're so grateful. It helps build the show authentically with people who are going to really be affected and infected by the content, right?
So that's really, really helpful for us. If you haven't joined us on Patreon, please do. At the $10 tier, you're able to get the bonus episodes and the monthly heal events that are just incredible, with access to the top healers in the world. Instead of spending, you know, hundreds or even thousands of dollars to have a session with them, which most of these people you can't even get in, they have wait lists that are just way too long, you get access to them monthly with us, and we're going to be building that out even more in the fall. So in the meantime, thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, and I just got a text. Kelsey has
rescinded her letter of resignation. She's back on the show.
Oh, okay, great. Perfect.
Kelsey's back.
All right, well,
that's it.
Yeah, you're fired.
Shoot, Steven.
How grateful, in a sense, would you be to be fired? Let's face it.
Shut up, honey.
Steven would be like, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm the one in his face every day. Be like, oh, thank you, God.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. Love you. Be nice people. Make good choices. And be present.